Game and coach, just kind of a tough night. I thought you guys did some things better from Friday night. You cut down the turnovers quite a bit, but the foul trouble may have caught up to you guys there, and just that field goal drought in the second and third quarters.
Yeah, we didn't execute offensively very well. I mean, as the 30 some points will show, but we didn't have much play in the inside there. For the first and third quarter, especially, I don't think our post players scored in the paint anyway or at all. So we've got to sharpen that up. They're tough to guard. Don't get me wrong, keeping the ball in front is easier said than done. But the biggest thing in the first half was the fact that we messed up some ball screen defense. We didn't switch two of them when we were supposed to, and they hit threes. Then we had a switch with Avery taking somebody in the post, which is fine with us, but we tried to switch back late, and they kicked it right back for another three. So the ball screen defense was a big problem for us tonight, and for no reason other than the lack of communication, really. So offensively, it's hard to get into a flow against those guys and with that pressure. We had post players open. We missed them. We didn't see it in time. And then, you know, by the time we did see them, they had already gotten around. So it's kind of taken away. I still thought the first half we probably had more turnovers than we needed to, just being soft with the ball. Their guys running from behind and getting pieces of it and just kind of being soft. So against that team, against good teams like that, you got to really be smart and solid with the ball. And it kind of cost us in that first half. And then you come out and take a look at the third quarter where we don't score until we get to the free throw line with like a couple minutes left. Mm-hmm. Just sloppy offense that's got to get cleaned up, you know. And we struggled really just getting into anything, and then our guys wanted to start drifting away from the basket, and you know, our best pressure reliever is to give it to Jackson on the block, and we didn't have that opportunity very much tonight.
How big was that? That changed the game a lot when he picked up his fourth foul early in the third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 11-point game at that point in time, so the game's still well within in reach, and you know, I don't know. I got to figure out another way to play post defense, because if that's not pushing in the back down there on him, I don't know what is, because he seemed to get a couple there right in a row. And I'm not saying it wasn't physical. It wasn't near as physical as Friday, but it seems like our pushes are a little bit more noticeable. So we got to be smarter. And some of that comes with doing your work a little bit sooner and getting around that post. Mm-hmm. So especially once you pick up your third foul. I mean, your third foul, you just want to make sure they don't get it in there, so you don't have to play defense. So you got to get around them and do a better job of that. So, yeah, that's a huge difference, you know, for us. I mean, not only on offense, but defensively especially.
You know, a player that really who you needed some scoring from tonight is Alex Tarango. He ended up with 11, and I thought it was good to get him. And he did a good job going downhill and getting the basket.
Yeah, he did I told him in the locker room after the game, I thought this was his probably – if not his best game, one of his best games that he's played of the season, because he was more aggressive, and we, you know, we talked to our guards, and it was kind of a challenge because, you know, after Saturday's game where Jackson was the only person that scored in the second half, I mean, the bottom line is we need more production. We need guards to step up and get downhill and finish at the rim and be comfortable shooting more threes, whether that be in transition or in the half court set. And I thought he did a good job of that tonight. You know, there was, you know, other guys that, you know, gave us good minutes. I thought Coy gave us really good minutes tonight. I thought Brooks did as well. Camden came off the bench, even Avery Radke. So, I mean, I think a lot of our role guys did exactly what we needed them to do as far as they filled the role and they didn't really drop down any. But we still need more production. And, you know, our offense has to have a little bit more flow. The big difference between, you know, watching us and watching them, I think the ball sticks in our hands a little bit too long. And there's you know, it kind of takes us out of that continuity flow that we're used to playing in. So we got to speed it up. We've got to have more player movement and ball movement. And with that will come, you know, advantages of being able to get downhill, get the defense out of position and things like that. So just got to move up the timing of our offense. I thought tonight we walked the ball up the floor a little bit. And against pressure, you don't really want to do that. Just beat the pressure and make them have to help and make plays. So some things we got to clean up, but I'm still pleased with our guys. Mm-hmm. You know, the effort's always there. The execution just has to step it up a little bit.
Yeah, those shots will definitely drop there. But and you go turn around, you got 2 days to get ready for a home game. You get a home game on Friday.
I know, right? It was like 2 months, it seems
yeah.
like. That'll be nice. You know, it'll be good to get back home, and we'll have a lot of our youth, our younger kids, hanging out with us that day. It'll be fun. It'll be pretty loud in there for our guys, and they'll be excited to get back home, and hopefully we get a lot of people to come out and watch and support everybody.
Absolutely. Coach Brian Gentry joining me here. And Coach, once again, thank you for the time here, and we'll see you in town coming up here later on this week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.